I'm in Budapest again, and here for the week. It's beautiful weather. Yesterday was quite cool, although still very, very nice. And I'll be hopefully going back again on Friday afternoon or evening for the weekend. We have a meeting arranged for midday, so I have to leave. It's at a bit of a distance from this part of town, so on the other side of town, so I have to go out there. And this morning's Hungarian podcast, I was more or less sending out an appeal to all of the listeners to participate in getting friends, relatives, acquaintances to give their 1% tax deductible income to the Krishna consciousness movement. Obviously, I can't do that to devotees living outside of Hungary, although as I'm speaking, it comes to me that there are quite a few devotees of Hungarian origin and who actually join Krishna consciousness here in Hungary, living in UK, in Australia, and perhaps in other places. And if they're listening, they also have a lot of friends, relatives, acquaintances they could here in Hungary who are taxpayers to the Hungarian government. Obviously, devotees who are not in Hungary pay tax to another government of their residents. At least I hope they pay tax. And if you do have acquaintances here in Hungary, then it would be a very nice thing to get in contact with them, as many as you have, 10, 20, 30, and ask them if they've filled out their declaration on which church they would like their 1% to go to. Actually, many people, 80% of the people in Hungary, don't fill out that declaration at all, which means that all that money goes to the government. It doesn't go to any church at all. Sometimes people are a little concerned, well, I don't want to get into any conflict with anyone about they're already giving their money to this church or that church. That's fine. It isn't that we want people to stop giving to the Catholic Church and to give to the Hare Krishnas. If they give somewhere, then by all means. The major issue, though, is not that. It's this, and that is that 4/5 of the people don't give to any church at all. So just reminding them and then trying to encourage them to keep in mind our Krishna consciousness movement, and if they so like, then to actually give their declaration to us. That would be a really great help. Some people may say that, well, I've already sent in my tax return. That's all right. You can still, up until May 20th, supplement that. You can send in the declaration even after you've sent in your tax return, and the tax office will take note of that and do as you direct. No problem at all. The whole idea, and of course this is relevant to everyone who aren't of Hungarian origin, is that wherever we are, if everyone does a little to spread Krishna consciousness, because there are many out there, it really goes a long way. This is one way of spreading Krishna consciousness for those who have been in Hungary or seen some of the activities of the movement here real major assets, temples, New Vajradham, the capital investment comes from two sources. It comes from our donors, and it comes from this 1%. Sankirtan maintains the temples, maintains the devotees, but it doesn't generate the kind of income that it's required to be able to take full charge of all of these investments that we're doing, what to speak of the ones that we would like to do. And there are relatively a small number now, even here in Hungary, of Sankirtan devotees by comparison to those who are congregation members. Actually, there are also Sankirtan devotees if they do Sankirtan. But I mean by those devotees who are engaged full-time, committed in spreading the mission, whereas others who are maintaining themselves and helping to spread the mission by their work, by their wealth, by their words. Those are many. And if that many does, even if they're not doing it full-time, but they do it part-time, on a regular basis, that will really increase the amount of preaching that takes place anywhere around the world. And of course, I'm not saying anything new. It's not something that the devotees haven't heard. This phenomenon is a global phenomenon, and this is how Krishna consciousness movement will spread and will become really, really successful by the efforts of the many as well as by the efforts of the few, if you know what I mean. And the many may not have as much time as the few. They may not be able to devote 8 hours a day, 7 days a week to preaching, but if they devote 1 hour a day, 7 days a week, or even 1 hour or 2 hours 1 week, that really, really adds up. And it gives a real common sense of mission, purpose, which joins and unites all types of devotees, so that this whole concept of in the temple, outside the temple, and in days of yore, it was sort of more extreme terminology, such as the devotees who are living outside are in Maya, whereas the devotees living in a temple are Krishna conscious. All of that can be dispensed with because there's a real common thread that runs through everyone, which is serving Srila Prabhupada's mission. And of course, there are other common threads as well, like chanting Hare Krishna, like serving the Vaishnavas, like having a identity as being part and parcel of ISKCON, and even in a more broad sense, being part of a social structure, being part of a varnashram structure in which devotees practice common values and accept a social structure of varna and ashram and the responsibilities, values that come along with those varnas and ashrams as part of their identity. So in that way, practically, we do have a unified international society which it does not stop at the doors, the outside doors of the temple, but it embraces everyone who participates. But then it does require participation. It isn't simply just some sentiment. Who is part of ISKCON? Is anyone who thinks part of ISKCON part of ISKCON? If we talk about ISKCON as a society, then the answer would be no. For instance, is anyone Hungarian who thinks that they're Hungarian? No, the Hungarian government expects a little more. It expects that you're born in Hungary, that you have a Hungarian passport, or if you're born outside of the country, then you become naturalized, and you know something about what this place is. And of course, you have to embrace the laws of the country. The country has a constitution, and then based on that constitution, it has libraries full of laws. Following all of those and paying your taxes, which is a part of the law, but it sustains the infrastructure of that makes you a Hungarian or any country that you are, not just simply the sentiment, oh, I'm Hungarian, but then I can really just do anything that I want. So that was today's podcast, and for once again devotees, Hungarian devotees, if you can contact 10, 15, 20 acquaintances and ask them to do this, it would be greatly appreciated. And for those who are not Hungarian, but if we take to this spirit of many doing a little and seeing that that is actually our duty in being devotees, because Lord Chaitanya had told us that, Jarate Katarikaha Krishna Upadesh, then yes, we have a real unified mission and a unified institution. Hare Krishna.